The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Linda Bott, we're on 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. It's Wednesday, the 8th of June, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Why not pick the best one in the area? Jared's here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
So, Jared's still with us and, you know, in spirit, and he comes in because we have baseball tonight and Liam's going to be doing that. In fact, we have baseball with the Colt 45s tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
I always thought it was just Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, this week.
There are usually at least a couple weeks every season where it's 5 days a week.
Can you turn up my mic a little bit there, buddy? There we go. Yeah. That's really cool.
Well, I haven't touched it yet.
Well, maybe tonight we'll go, you know? I mean, what a great mic. I'm asking him
to
turn me up.
Oh,
yeah.
The mic. Got it.
Wow. Well, a lot. Are you wearing I voted sticker? I mean, I had the, I'll go there in a minute. I know it's really, you like just
no,
things just
fact,
to be. I'm
the
just
fact
telling,
is we're going to talk about that. But,
all right. Okay. I'm just going to say I had it, next to, the gear shift, this morning, and I decided to take it out of its container and put it on my coat that I voted. You know, yesterday, I kind of like to go to the polls. It's just my thing. Our thing. We went to, because our district was changed for the first time yesterday, and we'll tell you that after the weather. Mostly sunny today with a high of 92, partly cloudy tonight, overnight lows of 66. If you look outside, it feels like it's gonna rain. It feels, you know, you feel it in your body, you know, when the weather is kind of like this. Tomorrow, it's supposed to be hot with 99. Partly cloudy on Thursday night with overnight lows of 70. Quite a jump there with the 20-degree change. Friday, hot with 102. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 70. And Saturday, there you go, the slight chance of showers with a high of 96. Saturday and Sunday, chance of showers is the forecast. And it looks like, well, we've got chance of showers, partly sunny with a high of 85 on Sunday and 96. So you got 96 to 85, which is that 10-degree drop, and that'd be nice to be out in the backyard and do what you got to do, you know, in the backyard with that weather. And it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Voting.
Well, we did go, and because I get all the ballots and everything, but since we've always voted just by walking down there, I didn't pay attention to them. I may have thrown them away. And then I found out we were in the second district, and then called and talked to Kathy Darlin Allen, and one of her people was, well, you know, since the state of California, she said on the show, has mailed out everybody's ballot, and you're supposed to bring that ballot with you. Well, of course, we didn't, but when we went down there, we just said who we were. Linda had her ID out. Honey, you don't have to show your ID.
Which I think is...
No, I voted. I voted.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Not prove who I am.
I know.
What happened there?
I don't know. I don't know, but I voted as Aaron Reznor once and Kevin Cry is once. Even though I wasn't in the right district, I just went over there because that's who I said I
yuck,
felt.
Yuck,
that's
yuck,
who
yuck,
I
yuck,
said
yuck.
I felt like. Anyway, no. And so... They tell us go over to this other guy standing there with a phone in his hand, and they call up, they make sure that we haven't voted yet. They sign that little piece of paper they gave us, we go back, and then they gave us our ballots.
Right.
And after that, we were in Wonderland.
Well, thank you everybody, first of all of you who are listening that are, because it is all, volunteer. And we so much appreciate the people that come on the day of voting and work the polls. It's really a wonderful civic duty, and I'd like to see that. And, you know, being patient. I think we were at the Martin Luther King. Now listen, I've never been over to that park. You know, we can walk there from our house.
Yeah.
It is. It's a beautiful.
We could walk to a lot of places.
I'm really impressed.
Do we ever walk to any of those places?
We actually have never walked downtown.
We've never walked anywhere.
But, you know, that's not
true. We get on the river trail and walk.
Yeah.
And we could just walk.
Downtown.
Downtown.
Right.
I mean, we're there. We live there.
And that's about the length it is to just walk down to the Martin Luther King Park. Now, I got to tell you, it's a really, really, I was so impressed with how well kept that park is. And it had a swing set and a really, it was just very nice. Okay. So, we voted.
Anyway, the most satisfying part of voting in the ballots and filling it out yourself is going over to that little machine and sticking it into the machine, and it goes like this when it gets it. It's like a satisfied little burp that a puppy would make if you overfed it. It goes burp,
yeah.
Yeah, like that.
So
but
cute.
Here's the thing. We were only 21 and 22.
Oh, I was 11. And you were 12.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. 11 and 12.
Yes. At 9 o'clock in the morning.
It was closer to 10. And by the time we got finished, the only reason I'm saying that is by 10 o'clock in the morning, at that one spot, they'd only had 11 voters.
Right.
So I'm wondering about, we'll get a report later on this week about how many people showed up to vote, you know, in Shasta County and these districts and all this. But I know you have something, because when I come back, I'm going to go over where we are right now with the election.
Well, this is according to USA Today. And this is the headline. A warning. This is USA Today. This is not, you know, a warning sign for Democrats in California, comma, and other primary takeaways. California races dominated the June 7th primary, shaping the 2022 midterm races and sending a warning shot for Democrats in November's elections.
Well, they're saying is that this could be the biggest Republican sweep in these midterms than ever. The DA in San Francisco, Chesa Boudin, was recalled last night. His horrible policies on trying to protect the people of San Francisco came back and got him. And San Francisco being a, quote, progressive city, left-wing, totally. Well, he was so bad that San Francisco turned on him and recalled him. So that, and so now LA's district attorney has been given fair warning by his own people. We're going to recall you because of what you're doing to make our city less safe. And in LA, the two people running for mayor there, Representative Karen Bass, who is a liberal, progressive, whatever you want to call that. And she's going to run off against a guy named Rick Caruso, who was a Republican, and switched over to Democrats. And while he is still obviously liberal, he is not as liberal. He is more of a moderate, and he promises to clean up the city. So this ought to be an interesting fight. We're going to take an early break. We're going to come back, and we're going to catch up on what happened in our town and our races. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been in the business 15 years around here. It is local. It is a community bank. They've got four branches here in our area. One in Red Bluff, two here in Redding, and one down in Anderson, the newest one. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they began. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with.
Your friendly oil change, Premier, and all we do. Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, features delicious deli sandwiches and burgers, like the Lucky Club, a specialty BLT, or their barbecue beef sandwich. You can also try Lucky's famous half-pound burger, peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger, their A1 burger, or Lucky Miller's Master Burger. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order, or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., where our food speaks for itself.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Winterbaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Avelo Airlines. You can now fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Reading. Yes! The flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays with tickets starting as low as $39 one way. That happens sometimes. Most of it, I think, is like $59, but it's still a great deal. And you must book direct, though, with AveloAir.com. Okay, elections. Let's start with the important ones, which are the local ones, and we'll work our way up.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, District 1, it appears. Now, I've got, this is the latest I've got from the, from KRCR and Record Searchlight and other ones that, it appears that, Kevin Cry and Aaron Reznor may be heading for a November runoff. We'll know better today. In the latest tabulations at 1:45 a.m. this morning, Reznor had 49.54 of the vote. Cry had 40%, 40, almost 41%. And Kimberly Vollmers, which if you listen to the station, you'll know what I said. Kimberly Vollmers, even if not running, could cause a runoff because people will vote for her. She received almost 10% of the votes, and this is after she had dropped out of the race and thrown her support behind Aaron because people didn't know, didn't
read. She still was on the ballot.
She's still on the ballot. She got almost 10% of the vote. So this could go into a runoff in November. I think that's cool. Now, in the 5th District, that looks like it's going to a clear runoff between Baron Browning and Chris Kellstrom. So that's not a surprise because there's like 5 candidates in that. Who knows? 6.
That's a runoff.
So now they have to, they're coming back in November to.
And campaigning again.
Yes. Sheriff Mike Johnson appears to have easily hung on to his job. As of 1:40 a.m. with 100% of the precincts tallied, he had 64% of the vote. Then we have, Megan Daly won easily, Judy Flores. Earlier last night for superintendent of schools, she was way ahead, but, Brian Caples came back and so, but it looks like Judy Flores has kept her job with 14,000 votes to 10,000 for Brian.
Okay.
if you're looking at the votes, Aaron Reznor had 2,200, Kevin Cry had 1,800, and Kimberly Vollmers had 450 votes.
So are they doing a runoff too?
As of right now, it looks like they are, unless she comes up with another 50 or 60 votes. Baron Browning, and Chris Kellstrom are going to have the runoff. Leslie Morgan, won easily because nobody was running against her. The auditor won easily. Nobody was running against her. And Kathy Darlin Allen, has retained her job as the county clerk. District attorney, Stephanie Bridget has held her position. And as I mentioned, Mike Johnson did. Lori Scott, nobody was running against her. Now when you get up more into the state, Megan Daly, not a surprise, is going into the runoff, or she's going into the November election against, looks like, Belle Sandwith. Let me see, district. Okay, Doug LaMalfa is going to be running off against, well, he won with 40,000 votes to 27,000 for Max Steiner, but they'll be in November election. And, well, the rest of them.
Governor.
Rest of them. Governor. Now, this is the one that, there was 843 people running, including one horse.
What?
One horse out of Modoc County. And Gavin, the Gav, had almost 2 million votes. And Brian Daly, who finished a strong second at 571,000. Mm. So they're going to be, it's going to be them in the governor's election. Everybody else, no. But Jenny LaRue, one of ours from right up here, she finished 4th.
Good for her.
Yeah. So.
So, there will be a runoff then with Newsom and Daly.
Yes.
All right.
Well, no, the general election, yeah, will be.
Yes.
Will be, I don't know, Brian only has to come up with 2 million more votes.
Well,
but then again, there's a lot of time this summer for Newsom to totally screw up even more than he has, mm-hmm. if that's possible.
How about our controller?
Oh, the only good the only statewide election where a Republican won is the controller. This guy, who is, you know, he takes care of the money matters and the public funds, was it's head and shoulders above everybody else. And who said this? The LA Times said this. So he is the only one in the statewide elections that won. So I find that. So could it be is just the guy is just really good? His name is Lonnie Chen. And he won, he more than doubled the next person. And everybody else that ran against him was Democrats. So that tells you that this guy has got a good rep when, he knows what he's doing if the LA Times has endorsed him. All right. Now, two of the races it looks like are still going. It's first and fifth. Now, the question is, if that holds, and then in November we're going to have Reznor and Cry and Browning and Kellstrom for the two districts. Everything else seems to have been settled out. The Liberty Committee, Red, White, and Blue guys have got these two hanging in the balance, but everything else, all their other candidates did not win. They had a strong showing, but did not win. So perhaps the agitation by some people in the county, they can, you know, wind it down a little bit. But I doubt it. It's still going to be there. Now, what else is going on? I don't even want to go into, the fact that, Matthew McConaughey, who's an actor. Right? I
mean, he's a Texas guy.
And he is from Uvalde, Texas,
yes,
too.
And
well, he stood in front of the press conference and was, you know, and he was impassioned and all these about, we need gun control. We need gun control. Now, there's a whole, you know, and every time I hear the term common sense gun control, you know what? I just cringe. I cringe because it's a Democrat saying it in most cases. And most of them, you know, like, even an article in the paper about assault weapons on the streets. And then they go down three paragraphs into it and say, well, they're not really assault weapons. They, you know, they're semi-automatic rifles. And then the one that I saw, which is amusing in a way, and it shows a photo of an M16, and then right below it is a Mini 14, which is a rifle carbine. It doesn't have the hand grips or anything. It's not black stock and all that. And it says this gun, you know, talks about the M16. It can take magazines. It fires every time you pull the trigger, you know, blah, blah. And then it goes down to this little Mini 14. It says this does exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing.
All
yet,
right, you're
yet nobody is getting. Nobody seems to be scared about this.
Because you are a teacher of gun and you've been in guns and been in the military, this I will say about Matthew McConaughey. He has a book out that I bought that is on my nightstand called Green Light. And he is a man of the world. I mean, he's been a world traveler. I mean, he's really gone through his life going in and out of different lanes to experience human frailty, going out and doing, you know, living remotely. I mean, he grew up in Texas, of course. He's a good old boy that way. But to going out in the world, like I said, pretend like you went to, you know, the outback, and he would live off the grid for 3 and 4 months. It was a very interesting book about trying to find himself and the things that he has done. And I think he's standing up for what he thinks is like the, that's just my particular, you know, I haven't looked at the verbiage or the wordage, but I think that he's just talking about the fact that nobody should be able to go to any kind of gun show or any kind of thing like that and be able to buy an assault rifle. That's it. It comes down to that, for him.
Well, first of all, you can't buy an assault rifle because an assault rifle, by definition, is something that shoots automatically.
Or any kind of gun at a gun show without a 10-day or a 15-day or a soft period before you actually get it. I don't really know what his platform is, but that's kind of what I'm thinking along the lines.
Well, here's what it is. In California, at a gun show, if you decide to buy a gun, it has to go through a dealer. And in most, if not all places, that's the way it works in the States. If you want to buy a gun at a gun show, it's fine. It goes over to a dealer who then puts you through a background check, et cetera, et cetera. In California, it's a 10-day waiting check. In other states, they can get it, and they can get it that day. But you still go through a background check. Now, the problem with background checks are that if people don't put in the information isn't there. And there's been cases of that. You know, when you start saying you can't have this kind of gun, and it has nothing to do except visceral feelings that, oh, it looks dangerous. Oh, he used that. Well, how many people you think get shot in Chicago every day of the week, and especially on weekends, with pistols? How many of them do you think they get shot with rifles? The number is really low. You know, it goes back to, oh, it's a scary looking gun. There's more people killed with hammers in their fists in the United States than by rifles.
Okay.
Do you want to lock up my fist?
Okay. Right now, you're...
No, I'm not.
You're in a way... Okay, what
no,
I'm
No, I'm not.
To,
what I am is I'm speaking logic and facts. You're speaking emotion right now.
I'm thinking...
As what the problem is with people out there.
The American people, many American people, I believe... This is coming from me.
I understand.
They somehow feel like, and this is a great term in this particular article, reframing the look of what it is to have gun control nationwide. What does that mean? What does that look like?
Well, I tell you what. You see that tag that's on your jacket right now?
Yeah, it says I voted.
It says I voted. Well, there's a way you can do that. But...
We have to
take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by, Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. He has a great selection of firearms, all kinds of firearms, and all the accessories, ammo, he's got it all. It's a one-stop shop. You can get your CCW training there. You can even get, those drum magazines that hold 800 rounds. No, I'm just kidding. You can't get that. But Bastiani Arms, it's a one-stop shop. You get your CCW training there. You can buy your guns. You can buy you have all the accessories. Great gunsmith, super customer service, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be right back.
Our plan, where forever, when we made them. Ah, but somewhere along the way, something changed.
Oh. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives, after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country. Many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference.
Acting as gatekeepers, we can be watchful for signs of risk, helping our elders be safe, protected, and well. Join Shining Care June 3rd through June 11th for Purple City Week as we paint the town purple to show we're a caring community. On June 11th, come to the free Purple City Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Put on some purple and join in the fun for a great cause. Visit fun exhibits and get useful resources. Enjoy food, drinks, singers, dancers, aerial silks, treasure hunt, and raffles. Join the purple light ceremony across the bridge as it lights up purple to show our care and support. June 11th, 6 to 9 p.m. For more info, visit shiningcare.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
And good morning and welcome back to our... into our Wednesday show here. It is Hump Day. KTNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, also streaming on KTNR1460.com. You can always call in live at 605-4567. It's going to be mostly sunny today with high of 92 and overnight lows of 66.
This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Reading's dish premier local retailer. Yeah, they've been in the business over 30 years here. Don't call that 800 number. Call our local number of 530-241-3474. Doug Tooley, it's a veteran-owned business. He does great, great work for you. Keep it local. Don't call the 800 number because they're not going to help you, but Doug will. B&T Satellite. Okay, we're here with Shining Care, and good morning.
Good morning.
How are you two?
Good.
Good. We just had an event Friday.
Yes. We did a live remote.
Live remote.
We told Mark Levin he had to just hold on because the event that we were doing, the Purple City Alliance of Reading. We were there for 3 hours. I met the most interesting people who all had individual booths. Could you please introduce yourselves and tell our listening audience who's here today?
Sure. My name is Colleen Nelson. I'm the program supervisor with Shiny Care. I've been with them 11 years now.
11 years, yes. All right. And you brought with you?
I brought Darcy from Adult Protective Services.
Darcy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, so Darcy, get up on the microphone there. We're talking about the Purple City Alliance of Reading, and you're with Adult Protective Services. Can you share with our listeners what that means?
Well, Adult Protective Services is a voluntary program. We serve anyone over the age of 60 or anyone in the age range of 18 and 59 that is a dependent adult.
So we learned from our Friday live remote that the age group has lowered.
Yes.
And it's gone to 18, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it went from 65 down to 60.
All right, but is there a lower one that's dependent too and the younger kids?
It goes from 18 to 59, okay. But they have to be a dependent adult.
Dependent adult, okay. What do you guys do?
Well, we get reports, and we are mandated by the state to go out and investigate those reports once we get them. We have 10 days to report. We have a number of social workers, and they're all kind of separated by area. And so a report comes in. We get out there as soon as possible, try to provide resources to that person or put things in place so that they can stay in their home and they can feel safe.
So what are the things that I think that somebody from your department was talking about was that a lot of times these calls will come in and they'll be anonymous. It's not like your neighbor called. They're anonymous so they can go in. And it's not like you take people out. You just give them the opportunity to know that you're there. You make a report and give them the opportunity to tell them programs that can help them.
Right. Can you repeat that question? I'm sorry.
Well, there wasn't a question.
Linda circles.
No, it wasn't a question. And it was basically about the programs. Like, your anonymous calls that come in. You don't, like, take people away.
Oh, no, no.
That's what I wanted to
try. No, we absolutely don't have the right to take people out of their homes. And that's not really what we want. That's not our goal. We want people to be safe in their homes and get the help that they need.
How did you get involved?
Oh, goodness. That's a really good question. I had a friend tell me there was a job opening, and I love helping people. It's just always been my thing. So here I am, and I've been here for 3 years now.
Wow. Thank you
for
what you
do.
Have
you been a Reading resident a long time? Or?
Well, yeah, I went to Anderson High School.
There you go. Hey, Colleen.
Hey.
Hey. You have definitely, both women here today, have a big heart for our seniors.
We love our seniors.
And when we think about the fact that the age group you're talking about, I mean, we're not in a dependent situation, but we fall in that age category. And when we think about, you know, what constitutes dependency? Maybe somebody can take that, help me out, help our seniors, or help our, excuse me, our listeners get clear on that.
I think it's more that if you're a dependent adult, you rely on someone to help you meet your daily needs. Those are things that, you know, cooking, cleaning your home, getting to doctor's appointments, things like that. Things that you can't do on your own makes you a dependent adult.
I have a friend that helps a lady who's 100-something, and she goes about 2 or 3 days, maybe 4 days a week, to help with her laundry and help with, you know, do things for her. And I know that this person I'm talking about is also a senior, and then she's got another family member who's been in it. So I can feel and sense the stress. Mm-hmm. So I would love to be able to share with her, here are some people who can come in and help as well. Now, did COVID make a big, big difference of how you could get in and help people?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
We continued to do, well, for about a week or so until everything was figured out, we were only able to do phone interviews, which made our job very, very hard because you can't see that person's face. You can't, you know, they can tell you they're fine, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're okay. But we've continued to go into the home and very safely with masks and distancing and try and serve our seniors independent people as best as we can.
That's great because they definitely need the human touch. We all need a human touch. Well, the Purpose City of Alliance of Reading. Now, can you share with us, because people were coming up to us at our booth and saying, what is a gatekeeper?
Okay. Well, a gatekeeper, excuse me, is any business organization or even an individual that works with or has older adults in their life. And we train them to recognize the warning signs of an older adult at risk. And once they recognize those, we help them learn how to refer them to us so we can do an assessment with them, figure out what's going on, not just what the acute problem is that, you know, someone may be saying, you know, she doesn't have enough groceries in the house, or, you know, she's not taking her medication. But there might be more than that. There might be an undiagnosis of dementia or things like that. So going in to do that free assessment with them, you come back out with the family with a roadmap of options. So here's what's going on in the home. If you want mom to stay in the home and that's where she wants to be, here's different programs and services that are going to need to keep her aging in her home and thriving.
All right. Now, is it hard to get connected right away with these organizations?
It kind of depends on, you know, if you take like Meals on Wheels, you can pop up the line. If you have a more of an urgent case, there's some parameters there you have to meet. And but otherwise, there is a waiting list on some of these things just because there's such a great need out there and just not enough funding and folks for it.
We were talking to Detective Meyer at our live remote as well, and she is in what department, Carl?
She's in a well, it's like a fraud or adult It's the fraud division?
Right, right.
Or it's got
elder abuse, kind of.
Elder abuse, that's what it is.
Yeah, and
like
she's the new one they just hired.
Yeah, she's been there for a while. Yeah, she's just been promoted into that, and it's elders being taken advantage of, or, you know, financially, you know, physically hit, beat up, and those kind of things. So she is. She's an interesting person.
Yeah, and
too.
So what was trending?
She looked like Wonder Woman.
Yeah, and I said exactly.
She looks like Gal Gadot.
She was like she came right out of a like an FBI.
Sure. I will punch you in the
movie.
Chest.
Yeah. So it was interesting because we were asking her what's trending, and of course a lot of it is even myself and Carl. I don't know about Carl so much, but how the world is moving so fast and things are so electronic that is seems to be like the number one thing right now, that anything has to do with computers or phones or calls, or where it's moving so fast that you get, they're taking advantage this way. I know it happened with my mother twice, in phone calls in the middle of the night regarding, your computer is off. You owe this bill.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to, this is going to go down if you don't, so she was, for clumped, if you will. We got to take a break. We're going to come back and talk more about the Purple City Alliance of Reading.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, where Linda went down
yesterday
and got her windshield repaired. And how long did it take?
I sat in the little waiting room there for 45 minutes.
Right. And you had a chip that went all the way through, and so it was going to be a crack here.
It's called a fracture.
And Jeff Worst at Crackmaster fixed it. Nobody's better at repairing windshields like this. Chips or cracks over 2 feet, up to 2 feet in length. Jeff does it. He's a total professional. He's
master.
Been doing this for a long time. He doesn't take chances with your safety. If you're wondering, gosh, maybe I should get this thing fixed, go on down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis of your windshield. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. That's Jeff Worst. It's a veteran-owned business, and you can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports 2 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add 2 onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 15th Annual Taste of Reading 2022. Sunday, June 12th from noon until 4 at Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Refugia, and Mark McAbee and Jason Schroeder of Clear Cuts. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Sun Oaks Health Club for their underwriting sponsorship to their local breweries for this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come on down to the 15th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets online at tasteofreading.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Good morning on this Wednesday.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. We are here with Colleen Nelson and Darcy Stratton, and we're talking Shining Care, but we're talking about the Purple City Alliance. Tell us, Colleen, exactly what that is.
The Purple City Alliance.
Well, it doesn't have to be exactly. Yeah.
Right. It's a nationwide movement that a lot of people, or a lot of cities are turning purple in representation of dementia and Alzheimer's. So what they're doing is bringing the cities together as one. So your organizations, your business, your physicians, all to recognize and be more aware of those struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's and their caregivers. And really here in Reading, we want to push that out. Just, it's more than just dementia and Alzheimer's. It's our older adults, period. It's just having more, you know, honoring them, patience, and kindness when you're out and about.
The bridge will be purple the 11th through the 15th.
Yes, yes. It will be starting this Saturday with our Purple City Festival and run through World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.
Now, the festival is down by the bridge from 6 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
And, of course, the bridge will be purple. You'll have exhibits. What, tell us about what that evening. Are speakers, or is it just all just a festival?
It's a festival. We have live entertainment. So we have some young youth who will be singing and dancing. We have the California dance team there. We'll be doing aerial silks. We have Josh Rahr.
What are aerial silks?
So kind of like, you know, like in Vegas where they kind of swirl down on the silk that's just been suspended. It's kind of a little acrobatic.
And then people were on it?
Yes.
They're not on the side of the sundial, though, like they did that one year.
They're on the east side.
I meant, right. You know, that one year they had them
hanging off the bridge, coming
from,
off the bridge.
No. From the high,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
from,
no, they have a whole setup.
Okay, whole, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, right.
You want to do that, Linda? Why don't you go do that?
I don't know if that's open for the public to hang on the silks.
Yeah, not on the silks.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to cover the liability on that.
Right, exactly. But so you have aerial entertainment that way, aerial silk performances and more. Treasure hunt.
Treasure hunt. Yes, we have $500 in cash we're giving away that night.
Ew.
And that was from our sponsor, Ooh. Cornerstone Community Bank.
That's amazing. Cool. And they're gatekeepers.
Yes, they are gatekeepers. Yes.
I only know that from the live remote that night. So yes.
I tell you who a gatekeeper is Dave and Madonna.
So, oh, yes, Professional Exterminators.
They won something one year we were out there, but Professional Exterminators. And they They play a big part. They're on your board, I believe.
Yes, they are. Dave is on our board. They're really passionate for the community, and especially with our older adults, and they really take good care of their customers.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, that festival's a lot of fun, and the food that's going to be served. We have Semper Fi Catering that's going to be out there. He's doing a peach bourbon tri-tip sandwich.
What?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Carl's like, I'm coming.
That's, I was trying to convince my husband, too.
Semper Fi Catering.
Yes.
He's had... Is this fairly new?
Fairly new,
okay, that's what I thought. Is this out of the Dahl family or not?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. But, no, but I've heard about them. I've heard good things. Okay, and that's going to be this Saturday, June 11th, 6 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
Come down, have fun. Singers, dancers, the aerial silks, food and refreshments, prizes, and then... Does everybody walk across the bridge?
Yeah, at the end we'll have a little closing ceremony with some, you know, purple glow sticks and whatnot. We used to have the flags planted there, but last year the kids kept running in there, kind of scared the heck out of us.
Now, on the 15th, that is World
Elder Abuse Awareness
Day. World Elder Abuse. So this, you're going to be, if you happen to be traveling, you're going to be seeing purple stuff throughout our country and the world, which I think is fantastic. Now, if you are listening to this now and you weren't aware of it, you can decorate your business in purple.
Yes, yes. We actually have a traveling trophy for the business that is awarded the best dressed. So we have some judges that will be going out throughout the week for those who have, you know, said they wanted to participate. So this is our first year, so it'll be a slow moving, but hopefully by next year we'll have, you know, more and more businesses dressed up.
So how do they let you know, hey, listen, we've all done the purple thing. Come and see us.
They can go right onto our website to our event page. And then, like, Mercy is turning their hospital purple for us.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, so that's really exciting.
Okay, so that's, again, the Purple City of Alliance. And you guys are a group of individuals, businesses, and organizations and elder care providers who care about the overall safety, health, and wellness of elders, disabled adults, as well as their caregivers.
Really important. Yes. Because without those caregivers, who's going to be, you know, making sure that they're thriving and they're safe and healthy? So it's just as important. So that's why we do the education programs we do, getting out there to help them.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's people who feel like, oh, I can do this, but they don't understand the caregiver, their caregiver, if they're working in that capacity, that they are, there's a burnout that happens.
Yes.
Not just the physical.
No, emotionally too. We have a couple families we've been dealing with. Families were diagnosed with Parkinson's, and you know they're very private, and they want to be able to take care of, you know, her husband, but you know, it's been a year now, and it's really tough on her. She's now ready. Okay, we're ready for help. Mm-hmm. I just can't do this.
You know, one of the things too is the different agencies that can help. We can't forget that the Shasta County Veterans Service Office is right in the middle of this too. So to be able to help veterans.
Definitely.
And there's aid and attendance funds. Hey, Darcy, do you, in your job, we only got a couple minutes left here. In your job, is there any surprises? Did you kind of know what you were going to be getting into?
Oh, there's surprises every day. I mean, once you think you know this job, something else pops up.
Okay. I mean, you're out there. I mean, you're trying to take care of people that are, maybe in their 30s or 40s. I mean, you go anywhere from what age?
18.
18 to, what is it, 60 now?
Or? Yes. Well, if they're a dependent adult.
If they're a dependent adult. Are you finding much level? I mean, are the levels of abuse, obviously there are, or you wouldn't be called in. Is it mainly just neglect? Or is it, I mean, what are your biggest things?
Well, I can give you some statistics from last year that we had.
Fantastic.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay. Last year, we had 2,527 reports of suspected abuse, neglect, or exploitation. We had 627 reports of financial abuse, 600 reports from psychological and mental abuse, 418 reports of neglect by others or self, 300 reports of physical assault and battery, and 114 reports of isolation by that person or another person.
Mm.
So we're busy.
Control.
Yeah.
Those are staggering numbers. Now, are those for Shasta County?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why it's so important. Well, you know, to have more eyes and ears out there.
Yeah, I'm just hearing from our next guest, who Jake. Jake's not going to come in today.
All right.
So we're going to have open line. Yeah. We're going to have open line and talk about elections and those kind of things. You know what? Thank you so much.
Both of you.
Colleen, thank you.
I know your heart.
You're out there in the middle of this.
Thank you for your heart.
Thank you.
Working so hard.
And then, you know what? Meeting you, Darcy, you're obviously a person that cares also. So thank you so much for what you all do for our community. And don't forget, everybody, Saturday.
6 to 9.
Be there.
At the bridge where it's going to be purple.
That's right.
Wear purple.
You wear purple. Perhaps they'll have a purple vat that you can jump
into. Purple vat.
And come out all purple. No. Okay.
Purple mudslide.
Purple mudslide. Oh. Dangerous. Okay, we'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Spokeswoman. The Washington Post initially reported the arrest, the newspaper quoting sources who say the man is from California and was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the high court is on the verge of overturning Roe v. Wade, the landmark abortion ruling. He was also said to be upset about recent mass shootings. Justice Kavanaugh lives in a Maryland suburb of Washington, D.C. President Biden to meet with allies in Germany and Spain later in the month. That announcement this morning from the White House. The president will travel to southern Germany on June 25th to attend a G7 summit. The latest national average for regular gasoline, $4.95 a gallon. That's up around 4 cents from yesterday, according to the AAA. The president's Treasury Secretary acknowledging that inflation is at unacceptable levels.
In testimony before Congress, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said inflation was likely to remain high, but that she hoped price increases would soon moderate. She also rejected assertions that President Biden's $2 trillion COVID stimulus package caused the highest inflation in 40 years. Yellen has come under fire from Republicans after admitting she was wrong last year in forecasting that inflation would be transitory. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A surge in violence and property crime in San Francisco has cost progressive district attorney Chesa Boudin his job. Voters giving him the boot in a recall election. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed right now. The Dow down 154, the NASDAQ trading 3 points higher, and the S&P 500 index 16 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org or corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Researchers report plastic pollution, a first-of-its-kind contamination in freshly fallen snow in Antarctica.
Microplastics are smaller than a grain of rice. They were found at 19 sites across the Ross Island region of Antarctica. The most common type identified in freshly fallen snow was used to make soft drink bottles and clothing. Researchers in New Zealand say it's possible that tiny particles travelled thousands of kilometres through the air, or that the presence of people in Antarctica has established a microplastic footprint. They warn the debris has the potential to influence the climate by accelerating the melting of snow and ice.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman met with her counterparts from South Korea and Japan today, emphasizing a U.S. commitment to defend the allies amid threats from North Korea. Townhall.com.
A guilty plea from an American woman who led an all-female ISIS battalion in Syria.
Allison Fluke Ekron broke down sobbing after admitting in federal court near Washington to conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. She could face a maximum 20-year sentence. Fluke Ekron once lived in Kansas. In Syria, she trained women and young girls to use automatic rifles, grenades, and suicide belts. Some were as young as 10 or 11, according to one witness cited in court documents. Fluke Ekron spoke openly about wanting to conduct an attack in the U.S., including by parking a car loaded with explosives in a shopping mall garage. Another witness said she discussed ideas for a bomb attack on a college campus in the Midwest. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Recapping the hour's lead story, an armed man arrested early this morning near the Maryland home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it is. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 8th of June, 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Jared, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
What national day is it?
It's National Best Friends Day.
Aww. Whoa. Does this mean we all give group hugs today in the office? Hello?
Oh, you don't.
You know what? It embarrasses Jerry when I run up and hug him. It really does.
You know,
because one thing, his beard gets in my nose.
Oh.
I sneeze.
Then you have to spit it out.
And have to spit out the beard.
Okay. My best girlfriend called me yesterday and my phone was off. So today on the way to work, you know, it's really important that you're there for your best friends, right? You know, and she's now taken a job where she only has Monday and Tuesday are her days off, but she's been displaced because the tile in her house popped up. Can you imagine? They had to pack everything up, stick it in rooms, and they just moved there 2 years ago. So something's happening with the tile. And, you know, she's just handling it so much with grace. But anyway, so we talked really fast before I got on the air today, not knowing it was Best Friends Day, but I'll have to text her and let her know. You know, there was a reason that we spoke this morning. All right, currently 72 degrees in the downtown studios. If you look outside, you're going to see that it's a little hazy, a little cloudy. It's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 92, partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of 66. Thursday calls for a hot day with 99, and Friday calls for 102. Now, as the weekend progresses, Saturday, slight chance of showers with a high of 96. Saturday is 66, and with overnight lows, and Sunday calls for 85. But we look like we have slight chance of showers over the weekend. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends in Anderson, it is located where they do senior and veteran discounts. Always go to the Kenny family and find out if you're having a problem with your propane tank or any of that stuff. They are there to help you. 365-3793. What you got there?
Okay. Lots of things going on. You know, usually this is Chamber of Commerce week, but Jake told me last month, and you know, that he was going to be on vacay. So that's where he is today. Of course, I forgot that, because when you tell me something last month, unless you followed up with a note, and this is what I tell my people. Don't tell me you've got somebody scheduled in passing. You put it in writing.
Right.
You put it on the calendar, which we just happen to keep up on the wall there. Don't tell me, oh, by the way. No, don't by the way me. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, by the way,
it's
tough.
This wasn't Jake's fault. And, so this is going to be open line, which is kind of cool because it's right after the election. We ran into Robert yesterday. Robert, I know you're listening. I've come in to vote, and we don't know who you are. Well, wait a minute.
Here's my ID.
I've been voting for 142 years, and here's my ID. You don't need your ID, but turns out that he votes in a different location.
Well, just like we for the first time.
He just got messed up, too. Anyway, but here's the thing is, Robert didn't give up. Robert didn't go, okay, I tried. Nope, Robert went over there and voted.
Yeah.
So I know. So let's talk about our election.
But his opening comments, just to interrupt you there for a second, because his opening comments.
I can't imagine you doing
it. Were.
What?
When he walked in the door, as I'm here because I have the, I've got this right to vote because of my forefathers or my great-grandfather who, you know, he started to talk about two of his family members that were in these great wars.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so cool. Anyway.
Okay, so let's go through our local elections. Judy Flores won with nearly 60% of the votes. In our election from yesterday, let me see here. Unless things have changed, and I'm trying to pull these things up. Looks like it's going to be a runoff in the 5th district between Chris Kellstrom and Baron Browning. There could be a runoff in the 1st district between Aaron Reznor and Kevin Cry. Why? Because the she's got 49, unless something's changed in the last half hour. She had 49.5% in the election, and the difference was, well, I can't say the difference is, but Kimberly Vollmers, who withdrew from the race, got something like 433 votes. And there's your difference right there, 400 votes. In the district one, so they may be in the back in November running against each other. Kevin Cry and Aaron Reznor, Chris Kellstrom, Baron Browning. That is going to happen. But Mike Johnson won easily. Stephanie Bridget won pretty easily. Judy Flores won very easily. Kathy Darlin Allen won, and then the incumbents all won, of course. See who did up. Who am I forgetting? Okay. When we go into our assembly, Megan Daly will be running against a Democrat, but she won. And I guess one of the, not a surprise, but Brian Daly, Senator from, Bieber, is going to be running against Gavin Newsom. The only thing Brian has to do is come up with 2 million more votes. That's all. Just 2 million. And really, when you think about it. Now, we're going to call Kathy Darlin Allen, of course, one. We're going to call her today and see if we can't, you know, sneak her in and comment on how many people voted. That's what I always look at. How many people voted in this? It doesn't seem. I saw something from Jim Bremer, and he keeps up on this. Very few people really, number-wise, voted in this election.
I just don't get it. But I want to know, can somebody please call in and give me this answer if you don't have it, Carl?
Well,
is if you've withdrawn from the race, like Vollmers.
Yeah, but her name is still on there.
But how come? Can't they say
because
she's withdrawn?
They already had them printed and all these things. And she did say, I've withdrawn from the race, and I'm supporting Aaron Reznor. But your name is still on there, and we talked about it. If your name is on that ballot, they've had people's names on ballot that had died and still got thousands of votes. Not here in Chester County, but in other places. So, hey, the one race that went to Republicans statewide, was for controller. And that is interesting because it was a Republican by the name of Lahi Chen who won by almost double over the closest person. He's a Republican and the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are Democrats and he won. Now, in one of the more surprising things, LA Times said that he is the most qualified and he is the kind of guy we need to be the controller. So, and it looks like he won. I guess it'll go into some kind of runoff there. So, other news here in Reading. If you remember about this Reading doctor and neurologist that was accused of 63 counts of sexually assaulting female patients, was found guilty. And his name is Dr. Hamid Rabi. And I guess he was well known here in town. He was found guilty of the charges, including enhancements. They accused him of touching intimate parts of the women's body. The acts were done under the guise of legitimate neurological medical treatment. And women came forward independently and did not know the other women's allegations. They weren't aware of it. He, during his exams, would touch them everywhere. So, just found guilty. Now, what does that mean? He gets sentenced July 5th. I'm not sure what kind of jail time that is, but I'm sure it is substantial. All right, got to take a quick break. And when we come back,
we'll go to the phones.
We'll go to, let's just go to Dolores now. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Carl.
Yeah, we'll just do that now.
Okay. I want to share something with you because I think it's important for the audience to know and for you to know. You know, I've been, as you know, I like to expose people no matter what side of the party, who is who, and people have the right to know if they're deceiving the people. So, I've been saying that, Mr. Kevin Cry didn't live in District 1 and other things in, you know, that I've been saying. So for me saying all the things, for exposing Kevin, I've been actually been bullied and mistreated by some of the groups. And I want to like to read something real quick to you, how I was treated. It says here, on March 17, 22, I received this email. It says, "You're only helping Aaron win, and many people are not happy with you. You are free to do what you want, but if I were you, think hard about this." And this came from Patrick Jones. Ever since Patrick Jones sent me this email, I've been treated pretty bad, like I'm the enemy. And so I just want people to know that it's wrong to treat people that way. It doesn't matter, you know, what, you know, you can't say something about the other side if you're doing the same thing. I just think it's wrong.
Thank you for the call.
You know.
Thank you. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Estate Granite.
Estate Granite. Mike, if you're listening, hey. How's your orange baby? How you doing, buddy? I'll tell you what. Mike at Estate Granite is somebody that we have given our keys to, left the home. Here, take it for a week. When we came back, we had a beautiful kitchen. He did the granite. He did the backsplash. He did the sinks. He did the whole thing. Did a fantastic job. So if you're looking to, like, remodel or do some kind of tile work or some kind of fireplace work, give Mike at Estate Granite a call. Or you can go to 241, call him at 241-STONE. We'll be right back.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Linda Bauer. We're on 7 to 9 AM Monday through Friday, 8:22 in the morning here on the 8th. It is 70 degrees already. It's going to be a warm week. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, our jewelry store of choice. Yes, they have it all there. They have it. They have great selections at just very fair prices, anything you can imagine. And it's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, Big Sky Country. Ah, cowboys, cattle, Yellowstone, Montana. Montana's going through a fentanyl epidemic right now. They had 8 fatal drug overdoses between May 22nd and June 1st throughout Montana. First responders found blue M30 pills near the deceased, which are likely counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl. And this is what's happening. And we had that happen here in our own town when a 13-year-old thought he was getting a Percocet. And got pure fentanyl, killed him. And, you know, the problem with fentanyl is it is so deadly. It is 50 to 100 times more powerful than morphine. So, and so when you're thinking of Big Sky Country, that's, you don't think of
right.
fentanyl overdoses, but, you know, it's everywhere. It's here. It's in town. It's everywhere. It's pervasive. And one of the reasons it's so pervasive is it comes across that border by the ton. When they can catch, when they find a car or a truck with, you know, like 5,000 fentanyl pills in it, you know, figure out how many more just got through. The other fact is that some people don't even know it's got fentanyl in it when they take it, which then causes the overdoses and death. But Montana, you don't think of it in Montana. Now, the DA in San Francisco, and I can't help it. I don't live in San Francisco. I would never live in San Francisco. I can't think of anything.
San Francisco.
If you just say San Francisco, that would be...
Down by the Marine Corps Memorial when we went there to hear General...
Mattis?
Yeah, General Mattis. Sorry, I was going to say Mateus. We walked around a little bit and had dinner downstairs. And in that area...
It wasn't too bad.
It was, you know, I mean, you get... this cross-culture of everything, and there's something about that that's very bohemian, very, very San Francisco.
I used to live outside San Francisco back in the 60s, and what struck me when I first lived there, and I would go back to school and come back during the summers, it was clean, people were friendly and all that, but over a period of that time, Haight-Ashbury and all that, I know I'm kind of aging myself here, the city became less friendly and a lot dirtier back then. So, but here's the thing. This district attorney, Chesa Boudin, who, by the way, his parents were in jail for being part of the Weatherman Underground and had helped kill two police. And he said, I can still remember having to go in and, you know, they were searching me and could go just to visit my parents. Guess what? Your parents are murderers. That just happens. Now, he got recalled. 61% of the people who voted, that's not close. That's not a runoff. That's huge. And who does he blame? Conservative billionaires. I got news for you. This is another way you've been wrong, as you've been wrong since you've been there, is the people of San Francisco have had enough of your letting criminals get away with anything, your progressive criminal justice policies resulted in an increased murder rate, violent crime, shoplifting, burglaries, and open-air drug trade. So I don't think so. You know, this is the same group of people that got rid of the San Francisco school board, three members of them, for the things they were doing. It's not rich conservatives that are doing this. This is the people. This is the Asian. This is the American Asian community. This is the, you know, the progressives. This is your Democrats in town that just said, no, you know what? We cannot keep going like this. I frankly find it really refreshing. Now, the DA, Garson, down in, Gaskin, down in L.A., he could be next. He's got his own DAs, the deputy DAs in that work for him really dislike this man. You know, this is the guy that turned the sex offender, the one that molested this girl, sexually assaulted her. And because he was a week short of his 18th birthday, he just said, well, he's not going to be treated like an adult. So the guy gets out again and assaults another girl. And while he was in prison, he goes, you can't touch me. I'm getting out of here in a week because I'm under the age of 18. Well, he gets out and does it again. This and like 100 other things, which is causing crime, rampant homelessness, burglary, smash and grabs, an increase in all types of different law different events that are happening that's causing the people in L.A. not to feel safe. So they're going for a recall for him. And, in fact, the L.A. mayor's race is between, well, it's two Democrats, but one of them is a moderate Democrat who is running on cleaning the city up, building up the police force, and making the place safe again. So it'll be interesting to see what's happening. You know, is this a red tide in California? No, nah, it's not a red tide. Just look at the election results. Brian Daly, who is a good man. Brian Daly is somebody that represents the type of leadership you'd like to see in the state of California. He's a moderate Republican, I guess you could say. He's willing to reach out. He believes strongly in the Second Amendment. He believes in many of the things that, you know, being an entrepreneur, getting the taxes off our back, protecting our water, protecting our, you know, clearing out our forests, protecting the environment in that way, cracking down on marijuana. All these things that will, of course, cost him the election to Gavin Newsom, who single-handedly has made some of the stupidest decisions that you could ever imagine, including locking down the state and then going to the French Laundry. Oh, well, you know, that was, are you going to keep bringing that up? Oh, yeah. 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 That was like Les Ball getting his hair cut when he shut down all the other barbershops and he went and got his hair cut and put it on Facebook. Gavin Newsom was worse than that. This portion of the show, I couldn't let that one go.
I have to cover some things when we get back. I'm bursting about talking about.
Okay, this, we don't want you bursting.
I got to burst it out.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maximum Insurance and Financial. It's funny watching Linda here when she, I mean, if, you can't see her face on our video that's going out right now, which is too bad.
I have my back to the camera.
Got your back to the camera. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy does a great job. She takes care of her customers. She treats them like friends. Whether it's in financial, the financial side of it, she's got a division that does that, and or the insurance side. She oversees it all, and she's been doing this since 1993. We have insurance with Judy, and we're happy that we do. Give her a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's the 8th of June, 8:37 in the morning, 71 Present. Degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top rated hospitals in the United States, period. In the top 50, cardiovascular hospitals, highest ratings from Medicare and Medicaid centers. Also, an A rating from a LeapFrog organization, which rates every hospital in the United States, and A is the highest you can get. Why not go to a center that is rated so highly and takes care of their people so well? Okay, we got baseball tonight. We got baseball tomorrow night. We got baseball Friday night. We got baseball Saturday and Sunday. And wow. I have tickets. I have family packs of four. I have two sets of these. So give us a call at 605-4567. I've got two family packs of four tickets apiece.
And it's such a fun
night. Oh, it's a great
night.
Oh my gosh. It really is. You have a good time. The baseball is good. They cook up tri-tip and there's wine and beer and snow cones. So these are your time to go and take the kids out. I mean, this is or take yourself out, take your buddies out.
Great entertainment.
So 605-4567. I've got two stacks of tickets for a piece.
Speaking of entertainment, I just want to share with you today is Best Friends Day, of course. So I was speaking earlier, sharing with you that my girlfriend who lives in Texas, we've known each other since 1978, where we auditioned together at Burbank Studios to join, which would have turned into a week long audition for the Dean Martin and the Gold Diggers. So we ended up touring and traveling together, and my girlfriend, who, again, her name is Marie and lives in Texas, has a background in Broadway. She is a theater girl and has been on Broadway, was on Broadway in Lorelei with Carol Channing. She's done a lot of just tons of theater work. So she calls me and she says, have you seen the Broadway production of Oklahoma? Because I go with my mom. I love to support theater here. I'm going with my mom to go see Carousel in Sacramento, and I have never heard my girlfriend Marie say, don't. She said, I've never walked out on a theater production. This is in Texas when, of course, it's a Broadway series. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I'm going to segue. There's two things going on here. When you have it's artistic license, I'm sure, but what they've done with Ado Annie, is they brought in a large transgender African American to play Ado Annie, and she said he was untalented and couldn't sing. There was no singing and dancing. In fact, they took the dancing scenes out of Carousel. They changed the characters. She said it was dark. It was depressing. She said, I went out in my car. I left and I went out of my car and cried. She said, while we left, she said, and I've never done that because, you know, in theater, you know, there's a lot of artistic license. It's like going to see art shows. Things are disturbing. But she just felt like, you know, when you go to the theater and you expect to go see something that would be a Rodgers and Hammerstein or, you know, that kind of thing, you know that today that they're changing a little bit of the makeup look of the lead characters as far as racially and that kind of thing. But so she had said that 70 to 100 people that were during the show that left were leaving as well, like the theater was purging.
Well, maybe it was just because the acting and the singing was horrible.
I don't know.
It's like going to see a baseball game and becomes a softball game or something. It's not what you expect because this is what you grew up with. This is what you're expecting, and it's so changed. It just is, no.
The artistic license went so.
I'm not going to do that.
Like a different production of where, you know, it was just, overload. So, okay, that kind of segues into, and I've never heard her, like, go into such a place because they have season tickets. They buy the Broadway, like my mother in Sacramento, they have the Broadway touring company. We just saw Wicked. We're going to go to the Sacramento Music Circus and we're going to see Carousel. Then there's Come Away and there's all, a lot of different ones that are coming up. But I wanted to talk about, and you said that you had talked about this last week. How do you feel about this? I'm kind of curious. You know, you kind of like live and let live, right? Because if you live and let live, you have a more peaceful, in my opinion. It's a more peaceful place to come from. So the Carolina Panthers have hired the first openly trans cheerleader ever, And this came up on Huffington Post. The gal who hired the squad's director is Shan Delay Lanouette. She told BuzzFeed that Lindsay disclosed on her application that she was transgender, but it was her talent alone that landed her the gig. My goal is to create a team of individuals that are absolutely fire on the field, that are incredible human beings in the locker room, good friends, good people, and at the end of the day, you have to walk through the door first to get that spot.
Well, I have no problem with that.
All right, I just wanted to have you.
Well, here's the thing: I don't care. You know what? If you want to hire, to me, a transgender, and how ignorant am I? Is a transgender somebody has made the switch over totally? And I could be wrong. It could be just feel like that. But to me, I mean, they've made the switch.
How do you feel about a transgender in a sport?
Performing. Here's the problem with that. If it's a man going to a woman's sport, and like the swimmer did at Pennsylvania, he just dominated the sport because he's big. He's big and he's stronger. I mean, he swam on the men's team until the year before he swam on the women's team. And then you see other ones like this. I think that women have to, and I hate to say this, I don't want you, you know, women don't need protection, but they do need to have a level playing field. And if you've got people that have got the muscular, the structure, the height, the lung capacity and all this competing against a woman who has worked her whole life to get to a certain level, you know, you got to level the playing field. So how do you do that? Well, perhaps it should be, you know, you want to, if you're transgender and you want to swim, maybe you should swim, you know, in a transgender section of the Olympics. I'm not sure. Or, you know, I watched I think it was a field hockey type thing where this guy was 6'4", and went like 240, just wiping people out. And because he switched over to, you know, he wanted, you know, I'm a woman. This is who I am. That's fine. But again, I'm saying women don't need to be protected, but they should have a level playing field out there. So as far as this guy out there, and you just showed me a picture of him or her, I'm sorry, of her.
Yeah.
It's a different look. Let me put it that way.
It's a different look. All
but
right.
Frankly,
so,
I don't care.
All right.
You know, I don't
more,
care.
More sports news when we get back here. 8:46
well, we've
in the
also
morning.
Got a couple of things
we
I want to
certainly
talk about
do, but too. I want to talk about a big purchase with something when we come back from our break here on KCNR. This is Carl and Linda Bott on this Wednesday.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I sat down yesterday and had my haircut by Logan. This is a great place to get your haircut, guys. They are a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They give great haircuts. It's a great, you know, the ambiance is there. It's a barbershop, and they work by appointments only. You can give them a call at 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
there.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Acting as gatekeepers, we can be watchful for signs of risk, helping our elders be safe, protected, and well. Join Shining Care June 3rd through June 11th for Purple City Week as we paint the town purple to show we're a caring community. On June 11th, come to the free Purple City Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Put on some purple and join in the fun for a great cause. Visit fun exhibits and get useful resources. Enjoy food, drinks, singers, dancers, aerial silks, treasure hunt, and raffles. Join the Purple Light Ceremony across the bridge as it lights up purple to show our care and support. June 11th, 6 to 9 p.m. For more info, visit shiningcare.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists, working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Whether you are traveling to or from the lake or river or on vacation, even off to a barbecue this summer, spruce up your ride at Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, with car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Hey, tomorrow Simpson University will join us. I'm trying to get this young lady on, if I can, that you will never, ever have the experience that she had in the Trinity Alps.
Ooh.
You never will. I hope I can get her on for tomorrow. If not, I'm going to get on. You know, it's, you will not believe it.
Adventure?
And you will not believe it.
Well, gosh, hey, that's a tease.
Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I know this is going to be off topic, but.
There is no such thing.
Okay. No, I don't know if this is coincidence because it was done on election day or not. I don't know if anyone else saw on the news, for the animal that was here illegally that killed the Steinle girl with some point in the judicial process where he got credit for time served and had been released.
Oh, yeah, the illegal, yeah, the guy that shot the girl, then they said that, you know, he had found the weapon, blah, 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 that they turned him loose. Yes.
They turned him loose.
For time served.
And he shot that beautiful girl in front of her dad.
Yep, yep. Said it was an accident and all these things. Oh, no. No, I saw that. That's the same prosecutor that just got recalled.
Yes, it is.
And that was one of the reasons, I can promise you.
And on the topic with the competition and the athletics, it's, I don't think it's a coincidence that you don't see this occurring in professional sports. It's always in the amateur level.
Well, they can't because when it gets, you know what the bottom line there is.
Yeah.
It's money.
So, there's a simple solution. You just set up a couple more categories for these amateur sports, and you have the he-she league, and you have the she-he league.
Well, you could have...
They compete against each other.
They can...
Well, maybe that's where it's
you've
going.
You know what? It's not... And the thing is, and it's really... It's interesting. It's not so much the women that are going from women to men that you're hearing about. Because, you know, I don't know what kind of ripple it has, but when you have men going to women, it's just like I said, hey, that's fine. That's fine if you want to do that, but you got to level the playing field here.
I mean, it's just pure domination.
Yeah.
So create their own category. Well, I don't have a problem. You know,
I don't have a problem.
Watch it.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
Okay. So. Thanks a lot, Chris.
All right, so other news. Walmart heir Rob Walton agrees to buy Denver Broncos in a record deal. The Walton heirs to the Walmart fortune and America's richest family have won the bidding to purchase the Denver Broncos in the most expensive deal for a sports franchise anywhere in the world. The Broncos announced late Tuesday night that they'd entered into a sale agreement with the Walton Penner ownership group led by Rob Walton, his daughter Carrie Walton Penner, and her husband Greg Penner. Terms of the sale weren't disclosed, but Denver reported it was $4.65 billion. The price tag far surpasses the $3.1 billion sale last month of Chelsea, one of the European soccer's blue ribbon teams, to an American-led consortium fronted by Los Angeles Dodgers part owner Todd Boehly. There you go. News. I thought just think
Senator
people need to know that.
Senator Johannesson just came in here and handed
what did
me.
What did he drop you off?
He dropped me off stuff from for the Marine Corps, and it's
a Marine Corps
bumper stickers, Semper Fi, Marine Corps Heritage Foundation,
fantastic.
Stuff like that. Yeah, thanks a lot,
you
Senator.
You know, he's got his heart so in the right place for veterans.
One of our friends called in and said 299 is having a real traffic problem because there was a fire down there and they were shut down the. Now we haven't been able to find that anywhere on any of the reports. So, but he's called in twice on this. Is that right, Jared?
That is correct.
And where did he say it was at?
Fire. He said it was just near Whiskeytown. I looked
on Whiskeytown. Okay.
On the CHP traffic thing, and it said it was near the visitor center.
Okay, it's near the visitor center. So that's if you're heading that direction, you might want to give yourself some more time. Former U.S. Representative Michael Ozzie Myers of Philadelphia. You know, Pennsylvania pleaded guilty to conspiracy to deprive voters of civil rights, bribery, obstruction of justice, falsification of voting records, and conspiring to illegally vote in a federal election. The Justice Department announced Monday. They said he had orchestrated schemes to fraudulently stuff ballot boxes for Democratic candidates from 2014 through 2018, and yet also... other things that happened in 2021. He admitted to bribing an elections judge, Dominic DeMuro, in a voter fraud scheme over several years. And DeMuro pled guilty on this in May 2020. He was convicted for his role in accepting bribes to cast fraudulent ballots and certify false voting results. People say, oh, no, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. Well, it does happen. And it just seems like, you know, if it happens there in 6 years in a row, you know, why did it stop then? What, did he stop running for office? What? You know, the vote is so important. Your vote is so important. You should know. You should have that 100% feeling that, one, your vote's being counted, and you don't have a process that allows fraudulent voting to happen. And here we go. So this was a representative and a judge. I mean, it sickens me to hear that. I hope he's 79. Put him in jail for 20 years. That's all. And he doesn't have to worry about coming out and doing it again.
Now, we're going to be dropping your truck off to
Veterans Diesel.
All right. There you, and see, again, this is what I love about, okay, quickly. Whenever you feel like I'm so done, there's something that's beautiful about living in a community and having those people surround you. Yesterday, taking the car in to Jeff getting me in for the fracture in my windshield. Fantastic. Hey, I chipped my tooth with the stupid fork. I mean, anybody can have called my dentist, got me right in so he could buff out the chip because I'm afraid, you know, gotta take care of your bones. And, you calling up because, you know, you've got a skipping in your truck, like maybe it's the spark plug, who knows if it's the fuel pump, whatever it is, to get in and have our local businesses take care of us. It's just a fantastic place to live. We love it here in the North State. Yes, we get frustrated with the California, boop, whatever that is, but we love our community. So do something kind for your neighbor today. Do something kind in the community.
Breaking news, Carl. This is from somebody, a friend of ours, Teddo, out there with Diamond Core Drilling. 299 West closed due to vehicle fire 1 mile west of Kennedy Memorial Highway. So, take it, you know, if you're heading up toward Weaverville in that area, you might want to take a look. And plus the fact that we know vehicle fires, hope it doesn't spread. Everybody have a great day. Take care of each other out there.